Welcome, everybody, to episode 649 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, it was a week, wasn't it?
I guess. Was it? Has it been a week already?
Yeah.
All right.
Time flies when you're having so much fun, Breakman. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm fine, I guess.
He's like, oh, I'm fine, I guess. You know, you're...
Well, at least it's cooler now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not here. Shit, it's hot. And humid, which is weird, but I'll talk about that later. Wyland's in chat. He said maybe Black Widow should have come out last year. Maybe it should have been a D-plus show.
Yeah, sounds like they could have Digimon tried the whole thing where they just made the TV series a movie. Yeah. Or series of movies.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've been hearing pretty decent things about it. Wyland's the first person that I've heard not really care for it.
Well, Wyland didn't care for the MK movie, so...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, gentlemen, why don't we get straight into the news?
I can understand you.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
From RPG site, we've got the protagonist, which is such a lame name, EX1, the user early access, and it's coming full launch for July 19th, and no word on console release.
Yeah, it sort of looks like a Mass Effect type knockoff to me, man. I mean, that's what I got it. And plus, my
not really, because it's turn based.
Well, so was the first Mass Effect, if you remember correctly, Eric.
Sort of, not really. Yeah. Kind of halfway there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It looks very generic, is what I'm trying to say. Looks kind of generic.
Well, it's got a generic name.
Yeah, I mean, it looks generic too. I don't know how else to put it. Like, there's nothing that strikes me about this according to this trailer. I mean, maybe they're still working on it, but
I think maybe it's entirely possible that, like, maybe certain, like, people are finally realizing the MCU is not as great as they once envisioned.
I like it,
or it's just a rough start to a next phase.
I have no idea, Eric. All right, Breakman, let's move on to the next story.
Okay, coming to us live from loading screen. Come on, loading screen. From RPG site, Adventure RPG Tales of Iron launches on September 17th. Publisher United Label and developer Odd Bug Studio, that's an odd name, Odd Bug,
yeah,
has announced that RPG Tales of Iron for launch on September 17th for PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series X, One, and Switch. Oh, and PC. Sorry, PC.
Yeah, my links aren't loading either, so this is fantastic. This is great. anything else on that?
Wyland says that the movie didn't have any stakes, but let's be honest. Do any of the Avengers movies have any stakes? We know that most of the characters are going to survive, at least.
Oh, Endgame did.
Well,
for
there
sure.
there were talk about, like, definitely, like, the... what was it? Age of Ultron, they were talking about killing off a couple of the main characters.
Yeah, but they didn't do it.
I know, they didn't do it. That was, I think the studio said no. But
the only way they'll do that is if a certain actor doesn't want to play the role anymore, which is what happened with Iron Man.
Yeah.
And Captain America.
By the way,
that's not really what happened. Their contracts expired. Is what happened, and they didn't want to up their
it was that and what I said. So
yeah, and Feige just did an interview where he said that the days of multi movie contracts are pretty much over. So basically, he's putting the squeeze on actors. You want to be in the Marvel universe, then you're going to have to play ball and be cheaper. that's basically what it boils down
to. So I wonder what they're going to do with T'Challa after Black Panther 2.
I don't know. That's an interesting thing, man. That's another interesting question. So this game has like a hand-drawn style, this Tales of Iron. Looks like actually kind of cool. It's it's kind of like a side-scrolling RPG-type adventure game with a hand-drawn type style. Looks kind of cool. I don't know. I was just watching the trailer now. I didn't get a chance to watch the trailers before. Let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Cooperative dungeon crawler RPG Blightbound launches for PlayStation 4, Xbox, Xbox One. Oh, this is great. This is awesome.
Behold.
What are we?
Tried to hit the button, but it's...
Behold!
Yeah, behold.
Their legend has grown.
Hang on, guys.
And now the full story is finally...
Yeah. I tried to hit the button, and it's like one of those delayed reactions on RPGsite.net. I don't know why it does that. But another game that looks pretty cool. It'll be releasing on July 27th. So, yeah, there you go. Dungeon Crawler. It's got a really neat art style. It's dark, but you know how we always talk about that, break, man. It's dark, but you can at least see the beautiful artwork.
That's good.
Yeah, there you go. MXT is...
Make sure to highlight all the characters.
MXT is in prime form. He says, talk shit, get bit. So he's going to bite you if you talk shit to him, I guess. So there you go. All right, Eric.
I need to get my MXT shot so I don't get MXT rabies.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric. Oh, and there's Earling with buying followers. Thanks, Earling, and bye, Earling. They usually pop in and then pop out. And they only do it when MXT comes in here. I wonder why that is. All right, Eric, what do we got?
We've got Dreamscaper's got a date for, August 5th. And it's coming out on Nintendo Switch and PC. Just those two is weird. But maybe PS5 and Xbox Series X versions will come later. And it's an action RPG roguelike. And yeah. Dale North does, I think, at least some of the soundtrack, if not all of it.
I mean, it looks okay, but this one's a little darker than the last one. This one, you can't really see the detail that you could in the last one. So this is the opposite of what I said last, break, man. It looks good, though. I mean, just don't play the night scenes, I guess, because it'll be a little hard to see at night. But the daytime stuff looks fine. I don't know. What do you think, Eric? You gonna play this?
Maybe.
Yeah, looks okay. I mean, hopefully it'll get good reviews and be good. So, all right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Rogue Lords launches for PC on September 30th. Let me see here. Developed by Cyanide and Liker Studio, Rogue Lords is a turn-based roguelite with unique gameplay mechanics in which cheating is part of the game. Ooh, part of the game. Yeah. As the devil himself, you must use your power to fight the forces of good and try to regain your former greatness. Ooh, I like this. At your side, some of the most famous disciples of evil, such as Dracula, Bloody Mary, the Headless Horseman, or even Dr. Frankenstein. Each disciple has its own special skills, allowing you to create a wide arsenal of spells and curses. So, yeah.
You know, I like the premise of this, but looking at the trailer, they made the characters... I mean, it is dark, no question about that, but it's sort of a cutesy dark. I don't know if that makes sense, Break.
Like, yeah, that's kind of the game I'm playing right now. Like you're supposed to be evil, but you're killing you're killing heroes who aren't that good, you know.
Yeah,
Like for instance, I killed a fairy godmother, but the fairy godmother had been poisoning her people and turning them into sheep. So yeah. Even though I'm evil, I'm still killing somebody who's bad. Like I want to kill like good people.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no real games like that. You know. I mean, there was that game Overlord, but that was over the top, comedic, and you know stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
same thing with this.
Yeah. Okay. Next story, and looks like last story, comes to us from RPGsite.net. Blue Reflection, Second Light, releases for PlayStation 4 and Switch in Japan and Asia on October 21st. And it looks like... let me read a little bit about it. Clear blue sky, vast and beautiful waters, and a scorching sun that can burn one's skin. Oh, sort of like a modern day right now. Amidst the summer scenery, a girl named Hoshizaki is lost inside the seemingly leftover world. There are three other girls living inside an isolated school. All of them only remember their names because, of course, amnesia. In order to find clues to return to her own world, Ao decides to live with the girls. Skull is surrounded by water on all sides, but one day a path to new scenery suddenly opens.
Owl.
Party decided to step towards the path. They found an irregular, mysterious place that somehow looks familiar. When they try to step further, they instead found monsters.
Though, because her name is in the title.
Yeah. When the girls fall into a pinch, they will gain mysterious power. What will these girls obtain when they have solved the mysteries? And there's a few. There's a rundown of the characters, but I'm looking at the screenshot.
Wasn't that bad, but it kind of failed to live up to Gus's pedigree.
Mm, okay. So there you go. That's the story, and we're sticking to it. Okay. That is it for the news. Not a lot.
Hold on. I need to turn the AC on. It's gotten hot in here.
All right. Feel free. I'll go over homie discounts. There's a new PlayStation sale. It's like up to 75% off of certain games. Let's see. There wasn't anything major. I picked up a Shibuya Scramble and Jedi. What's that latest game?
Fallen Order.
I did pick that up for $13. I thought that was a good deal. And Shibuya Scramble for $10, which is the money pretty much that Break gave me for my birthday. So other than that, there is a big sale. I'll probably go in depth next week on the PlayStation stuff. Break, did you see anything major on Xbox?
They haven't really been paying attention. I've been busy.
I'm sure there's something going on in Xbox. I think I'll take a look at that and give you guys a heads up on that next week. All right, Breakman, should I play your music?
You might regret it, but
I always regret it.
Well, I think it'll regret it a little bit more this time. I'm just saying, I did not write the question. I'm just gonna read it.
All right, I guess, Breakman.
Don't kill the messenger. I am just the reader here. This is from Free 5 Chaos. He says, "Dear Breakman, or Ask Breakman, or whatever he likes to say, did you know that Frank Branches lies so much that Trump tried to hire him as legal representation?"
You know what? That's in retaliation. That's in retaliation. Before we started the show, he was getting on me right at the beginning. Where's his stuff? Let's see. He was basically praising me. I couldn't believe it, Breakman. You weren't here, but he was happy to hear my voice and said I was his favorite and all this stuff, man. It was just it was a thing of beauty, man. I don't know why he had a change of heart, Breakman.
Well, he's saying you're a Trump lover. I have a lot of questions now for you. I'm a little concerned.
What are your questions?
Have you been wearing the color red a lot lately?
You know what? I don't think I've ever worn the color red except in the background of one of my
peas. Listen to that, already lying. You've caught it. See, we've caught him in one lie already, Freak. You're right. This is suspicious. Mm-hmm. Never worn red in his life. Unbelievable.
I don't think I have, like, as a main color. No, I don't think. No, you know what? No. I take that back. I did have one Stone Cold Steve Austin red hat. It was a red hat with a yellow skull on it, so I did wear that for a short time, but I didn't have anything to match it, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's one strike against you. Let's see here. What else could we ask? Where were you on January 6th at approximately 2 p.m.?
I was here at my house watching all the idiots attack the Capitol. Next. And no, I was not the shaman.
That one sounds suspicious. We might have to hire somebody.
Red's my favorite color. Are you going to question me?
Well, you weren't accused of being a Trump supporter, so you're off the hook. But do you want to be accused of being a Trump supporter?
No.
Freak 5 says his first lie today was when I joined the chat and he said he was happy to see me. I did say that, and that was not a lie. I was very happy to see you, Freak 5. So how dare you question my intentions? All right, what else you got, Breakman?
Let's see here. Have you ever had a flag ever in your life?
Have I ever had a flag? I don't.
Yeah, it's a flag. than any flag.
Oh, well, I did buy some stamps with the flag on them.
I knew it. That's trick two.
You probably didn't ask for them. They just gave them to him.
Yeah, I didn't ask for the flag.
With a wink and a nudge.
Uh-huh. With a wink. As they're pissed off that I'm filming them because I can. You know?
Screaming white power.
Oh, God. Yeah, I asked for the Nazi ones, man. The Nazi stamps.
White power.
Yeah.
That reminds me. There's apparently a black Nazi taxi driver, or at least anti-Semitic, and he was wearing the swastika armband. Oh,
dear Lord.
I've seen that before. There's, what are they? I forget what they're called. There's like a religious group. I mean, they claim.
Anyways, he's being interviewed, and he swears he isn't a Nazi, because they all do that.
Are you sure you weren't watching the Chappelle show?
No. It was a tweet I saw.
There's different hate groups of every race around the world, and especially in America. Like, we breed hate here.
Yeah, half of the country, man, for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. All right, what else you got?
Okay, one more question. Let's see here. What should we ask? Have you ever ran for president?
President of what? The United States?
Of anything.
No, I have not. I've only been the Pope. That's it.
I've been the Pope. Okay, yeah. Well, that's four questions. Oh, it's a tiebreaker now. I got to ask another question, and we're 2-2 on this. Let's see. Is he a secret Trump lover or not?
Freak says, I didn't accuse Frank of being a Trump supporter. See? So he's not even he is. MXTS, Frank, is your skin orange and your hair fake? No, in fact, MXT, I have long, real, ow. Bernie just pulled my hair to make sure it wasn't fake, and it's definitely not fake. And no, my skin is not orange. I don't use tanning products on my skin, MXT. It's naturally brown. All right. What else you got, Brake?
Let me see here. You're not using skin products.
I have MXT says.
Okay, this reminds me. Here's the Dragon Ball Z conversation I wanted to have a break. But I have to wonder, like, what made Vegeta decide to grow out a mustache that Bra saw and said it was gross, so he decided to change his mind?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe he's talking about Dragon Ball GT.
I was wondering whether or not, like, in between the end of Z and GT, he decided to start hanging out with Mr. Satan, and that's when he decided to grow a mustache.
I'm sure MXT.
No, what's more likely happened is that he finally went to Sadala and met the Emperor Sadala or King Sadala, and he has a mighty beard, and he's like, I could do that.
He couldn't grow a beard, it's just a mustache.
MXT, I am sure. And then Freak 5 says, someone needs to Photoshop pictures of Frank into pictures of the insurrection. How dare you? Someone needs to Photoshop a picture of you as the shaman, Freak 5. That would be perfect. That would be perfect. All right, what else you got, Brake? Anything else?
Okay, let me see here. One last question. Have you ever, let me see, paid off a porn star to not talk about your affair?
No comment.
Wow! We're leaving on a no comment. Oh my God!
No comment.
I can't answer this guy. This is I'm sorry. This is the first failure on the show. We can't answer the question. I cannot say if he is a secret service supporter or not. It's a tie.
There you
I
go.
I don't know what to do.
Yep. Right, MXT says GT was just kind of its own thing. So
I mean, yeah, it was, but there's still room for it to work as long as you tweak a couple things.
I mean, GT was originally the sequel, but it wasn't very well liked, so they, you know, they retconned it mostly. I don't know what to do.
You know what's funny, guys, is I love Toriyama's art style, but I've never seen an episode of Dragon Ball Z. Not one. And that's, I find that quite odd, because that, I really should.
You could watch Dr. Slump on Tubi.
I could probably recommend something like Dragon Ball Z Kai for you instead, because it's going to cut out a lot of like BS that was in the show, because you know they're still writing it while they're doing the show, so they had to add in all the, hey, what's going on back in Earth? Well, the you know the main story is happening on Namek. Let's go find out what Chi-Chi's doing. We don't give a fuck what Chi-Chi's doing. Get back to Namek. They're in the middle of a fight. What the... Oh, come on.
MXT says, Frank never saw Dragon Ball Z because he was busy being number 45. No. No, I'm not that big and fat, MXT, so... Yeah, I couldn't have been 45.
Yeah, but I've seen people wear fat suits, so...
I did not wear
You're
a fat
not off
suit.
The hook. You're not off the
hook. I can honestly say I've never worn a fat suit in my life. You know, so there you go.
Yeah, but the first question is whether you're a liar or not, and you lied to us, so I don't know what I can believe anymore.
Well, they say I'm the next George Washington brakeman. I can never tell a lie, so, you know, it, just take that for what it is. Is there anything else, Breakman?
No.
All right, next.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Not much. I haven't had much time at all this week. I've been playing Dungeon 3 as, you know, the evil character. As we said, it's exaggerated evil.
Wyland is exiled, you son of a bitch.
Trump side branches.
How dare you, Eric?
But anyway, so I've been playing the DLC. I'm on the second pack, and it's a pirate pack, and you know, I was expecting pirates, but still the exact same enemies, which is kind of lame. And exact same abilities, like nothing's new really. It's just a different the stage was a bit different because it's like beaches and shit. But that's about it. But the fucking God, they're the hardest ones so far. I've been stuck on the one level, like the second level. I'm just stuck on it. Because I'm doing really well, I think I'm doing really well, until it gets to like a certain point late in the round, and then all of a sudden I just get overwhelmed. And I'm just like, fuck. I think I need to work faster is, I think, the solution.
So. Yeah. I mean, that's what she said, but yeah. So there you go.
I hope that's not what she said.
All right, anything
Hurry
else?
Up. Get it over with. Hurry up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, are you done yet? Like, you know. All right, what...
No!
What else you got going on, Break? Anything else you've been
the
playing?
The only other game I've played, I've been playing sporadically, and I've been trying to talk about it for the last 2 weeks, but every time I try and mention it, something happens.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe it's cursed, so I'm afraid to mention it, but I've been playing Breath of the Wild.
Oh, how's that coming along?
It's good. It's fun. But like I said, I've only been playing it spurts, so I'm like playing it a half an hour at a time, you know?
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So you're telling me every time you try to sit down and play, you have to take a shit or something?
No, but that's a good excuse. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think you should go with that. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Just more Pokemon Ultra Sun. I'm at the end. I'm about to do the Elite Four, and I had to stop before we do the show. I also played Jedi Fallen Order on Xbox Game Pass, because why not go for max gamer score, so I did that.
All right.
And I played Nier Automata after that, so I could get the gamer score for that.
There you go. All right. Anything else, Eric?
That's really it. Other than Blaster Master 02, which I'll have a review for later.
Okay. Wyland says he went back to Dark Souls 2 for a little bit, defeated Vendrick, and playing the DLC levels.
Yeah, suck on that, Vendrick.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Fucking Vendrick. Goddamn Dark Souls 2, Vendrick. I played a little more Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm going to try to get that done for next week. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I'll try to breeze by. It's because I always do all the little side quests. I don't go just straight through the mission, so... I don't know. I'll try to get it done by next week and have it in. All right. Let's move on.
RP Grinders reviews.
Hey, Break, did you have any reviews this week?
Is this week over with already?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no. I haven't even watched Loki yet this week, so no.
Ooh, wow. You missed a good episode, man. All right, Eric. What do you got on the review docket today?
I got a review for Made in Abyss, Dawn of the Deep Soul, which is the third Made in Abyss movie, which the first two movies were actually just recaps of the first couple episodes of the first season. And then the second one was like the last set of episodes. And they just crammed it into a certain time frame, and actually cut some content out, but not a whole lot, just enough that was mostly the insignificant bits. But this one is actually an original storyline, which is actually follows the manga storyline, and the only reason they didn't include it in the third season is because they would have had an uneven number of episodes if they had done that, so they just made it a movie instead. And they probably didn't want season two to have lopsided content either, so that's another reason it's a movie. But it takes place with them going to the fifth layer and them having to run into this terrible guy named Bondrewd. He's like a one of these white whistle type, which is like the highest rank in the guild that goes exploring and brings back artifacts. And he's done a lot of illegal human experimentation on children. So that's why they end up fighting him. And Reg gets an upgrade of sorts. And stuff happens. And that's all I can really say without ruining the plot. And it was a really well done movie. And it's necessary viewing if you plan on watching season two. So I'm going to give this movie a 9.
Ooh, okay. Good score.
And as for Blaster Master Zero, I decided against doing a review. I'll just talk about it a little bit because I kind of want to just do a review for all three games.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a direct sequel to the first one, and if you liked the first Blaster Master Zero game, you should definitely play the second one.
All right.
And that's all I have to say about that.
So okay. It's more of the same, basically.
Well, sort of. It has a couple of gameplay tweaks that
I'm not saying that's wrong. I mean, there are definitely games where it's like more of the same is good.
But yeah, Digital Devil
like,
Saga 2.
Not like, too. Say, Gears of War, where it's more of the same.
I know. We talked about that,
over,
I think.
And over yeah. again.
It's a more refined game than the original.
That's good.
They decided
good.
To add a couple elements that are quality of life.
Yeah. Freak Fight says, Mrs. Freak made ribs, ham, mac and cheese, and peas for dinner. Thanks for making us hungry while we do the show, Freak Five.
Well, you know, you didn't have to read that. I already read it in chat, and then you say it now. Now I'm going to eat my phone.
Loki was so good this week, Freak Five says. It was good, but there's a huge problem with Loki that I'll talk about next week when I do my review of Loki. Because I think next week is the last episode of Loki.
Yeah, only six episodes. Yeah. It's cruelty.
Weiland says, Loki has been consistently good, but there's a huge problem with it, Weiland. Tune in next week and you'll figure
they
out.
They forced like 13 episodes of what's her name on Netflix, but we only get six of Loki. It's not fair.
Yeah, Jessica Jones is what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
Jessica Jones.
I like Jessica Jones the first season, man. It was really good.
First season was good, but it was I think it was mostly because of David Tennant.
Yeah. Well, I like that series. I think we talked about that series before on the show, man.
I hated the second season so much I never watched the last season.
I didn't like the second season either. Third season was a little bit better, but it definitely dropped off from the first season was great, man. I really liked the first season, but and you think Loki is greater than Falcon, Winter Soldier, and WandaVision. That's interesting. I agree with you, Breakman, but there is a huge, huge issue that I have with Loki that I'll talk about next week.
I mean, there's a problem with all of the shows.
Yeah, but there's a glaring, big-time problem with Loki that I just can't get over, man. And I'll talk about it next week. I have a real quick review.
You have a problem with Owen Wilson's mustache, don't you?
Well, I mean, doesn't everybody? That's not even a porn stash. That's like a little you remember when Beavis and Butthead like put on like they cut some of their hair off and put it on as like that's what that is, man. You know, so there you go.
Well, Owen Wilson's never gonna be on our show.
Yeah. Weiland says they did more in 5 episodes of Loki than they've done with 17 episodes of The Flash. Well, I haven't seen The Flash.
I'm waiting for those to come to digital. I'm not watching them as they happen. Yeah. So I'm behind on all those DC Arrowverse shows.
I know. I haven't seen any of them, and I want to watch all of them, man. They all seem interesting to me. All right, I got a real quick review of a movie with Nicolas Cage called Pay the Ghost, and it basically involves a couple who lose their son in the middle of a carnival. Well, at least the dad, Nicolas Cage, loses him. And the last thing his son says to him before he gets abducted is, "Did we pay? Aren't you going to pay the ghost?" And that's all Nicolas Cage needs to go on a national treasure hunt to find his son. Because this was the period where Nick Cage, like he was, he gained a lot of popularity, a lot of his popularity back with that movie National Treasure, which I thought was pretty fun.
Yeah, I like National Treasure.
But all of those, like all, in that era, it wasn't crazy Nick Cage. It was National Treasure Nick Cage. Mm-hmm. So
I like crazy Nick Cage, though.
Yeah, I do too, man. God, he did a movie called Mandy and Color Out of Space. They're really, really good. But this was like that phase where it was like, you know, National Treasure, like finding clues and shit. And the movie was okay. I liked it okay. It's basically him on a hunt to find his son. It's kind of a supernatural type take on it. It stars Sarah Wayne Callais, which people might know from The Walking Dead. What was her name? Laurie, I think was her name. I don't know. It was okay. It was decent. So I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. It's worth a watch on Amazon Prime. I wouldn't go out and rent it or anything. You know, it's got a Hollywood ending and stuff. But, I mean, it's interesting the way that he goes about to find his son. So that's all I want to really say about that.
Does he find him in the Declaration of Independence?
You know what? No. But that would have been awesome. That would have been a good throwback to National Treasure. So, okay. So that's my review of Pay the Ghost. I'd give it a watch. Like, if you guys have Amazon Prime, then, you know, check it out if you got an extra hour and a half. It's a smooth ride. It's not, you know, it's not going to offend anybody. It's just one of those things. But let's see. Wyland says, this season of The Flash has been crap. It's all over the place. They need to stop with their graphic novel approach.
What do they mean by graphic novel approach?
They try to make every season like a graphic novel, I'm guessing is what he's talking about. Like maybe gritty, stuff like that, but okay. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
Oh, I've got two of them. One of them goes to, I'll just kind of read it real quick here. I guess the headline, a third of Wisconsin's wolves killed after losing protections this year. Ugh. So in just a matter of months, a third of the wolf population has been poached or hunted.
Great job, Wisconsin. Where's Slagar when you need
him? No, it's not Wisconsin. Well, I mean, yeah, great job, the hunters in Wisconsin. But it's one of those Donald Trump things. Before he left office, he took wolves off the endangered species list.
Yeah, and you know what's a shame about that is a lot of people put a lot of work into getting wolves reintroduced to Wisconsin, yep, Colorado, Wyoming, and now that they're off the endangered species list, it's going to be terrible. I mean, what else could go wrong for nature? You know what I'm saying, Breakman? Like, climate change is in its full fucking, full swing. You know, animals are getting killed at record rates. Mm-hmm. You know, what else can we do to harm the earth is basically our government's agenda. So
it's all about money because, you know, that paper is more important than anything.
Yeah. And you know what's stupid about the whole thing, Breakman? I can see a scenario in maybe 20 to 50 years where we don't use money anymore.
So I guess the problem with the graphic novel approach is that they're trying to do too much in a single season.
I'm guessing that's what Weiland means. What Weiland means. So, all right. That sucks, Breakman. What else you got?
Yeah, it's horrific to me. Like, fuck humanity. Like, if your answer to animals being freed from a list that's saying that, hey, these are going to go extinct is to go and hunt those fucking animals, you got something wrong with you. Just fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyways, last weekend was the 4th of July weekend, right? Holiday weekend? Right?
Yes, yeah. It was. Okay. Yeah.
In I guess a 2-day span, we had how many people shot I'm sorry, I'm trying to Google it. I didn't have it.
I don't know, man. I've lost track with all that
shit.
Oh,
it was nearly 200 people were shot over a 2-day span.
Oof.
Let me see. Oh, 230. I'm sorry. 180 people died. Just in a 2-day span.
Oh, man.
The number of 150 shootings happened, but that's how many people. 232. Oh, my God. It's just horrific, isn't it?
You know, Breakman, we've had certain events here in the United States, a few mass shootings that are. Nothing is getting better, Breakman. You know what I mean? Like, and there's no. Like, you can't tell half of the country. Well, it's the guns, stupid, because then they're like, Second Amendment, Second Amendment, Second Amendment, which I'm an ardent supporter.
And then if you argue with that, it's like, well, you did First Amendment, but our Second Amendment protects your First Amendment. Does it? Really? How do you figure?
Well, I've made this point before, Breakman. Let's say that a state of emergency was called in the United States and we had martial law, right? I don't think there's any militia within the United States that could stand up to the power of the military, our military.
No, absolutely not.
So,
but a lot of those idiots think they could.
Right. And I know they think they could, and they, you know, they rise up. I mean, look at what happened January 6th, you know. I mean, I'm really genuinely surprised. I mean, I guarantee if all of the people that had attacked the Capitol were black or brown, the military would have been sent in, and there would have been devastation. I guarantee it. I'm telling you, Breakman. I feel it in my bones. If the roles were reversed and it was BLM that had taken over the Capitol, I mean, the full force of the military would have came in, guns blazing. There would have been way more deaths than there were.
Well,
the
media would have politicized it as, like, you know, as such.
Yeah,
like they would have downplayed it. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, so.
For instance, there was a shooting in my own city where two teenagers in the middle of a park in broad daylight, like two in the afternoon, got into an altercation where they both killed each other, and they shot numerous people in the battle.
Yeah.
What did they gain? Like, their stupid, petty arguments got them both killed.
You know.
And it's because of, like you said, access to the gun.
Yeah,
like it is way too easy to get guns in here, and I'm sick of, like, well, the bad guys are going to get it. Where do you think the bad guys are getting them?
Right.
Most of them aren't getting them from theft. They're getting them from people who legally bought them.
Right. Right.
Or from gun shows that aren't regulated and shit like that. You know.
Yeah. I mean, there definitely needs to be some type of regulation, Breakman. But here's my thing. Unless you're like, even with the military. Breakman, unless you're fighting a war overseas, which most of the wars that we fight overseas are unjust. As a matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say, like, almost all of them were unjust, other than what, World War II, World War I, World War II. I mean, name a war that was just.
Because, well, for our side, it was just.
Right. But I'm saying, like, overseas, like, which wars were just? World War I, I can see as being just, and World War II. Definitely.
And, well, we only
got
involved in those because our interests were attacked.
Right.
You know, it wasn't
right.
Because for the greater good.
Right. Right.
It was, you know, because.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, other than those two wars, nobody can point to me and say, "Oh, well, that war was just." I mean, you can make the argument for the Korean War, but I've heard veterans say otherwise. Like, old school veterans that were in that war. We're like wondering why they were in that war. Vietnam, forget it. Vietnam was a waste. That was a terrible, horrible war that nobody should have been involved in, period. And to be honest, the Vietnamese were fucking heroic in that war, man. They were outgunned, outmatched, and they put up a fight that the U.S. just couldn't win. We didn't win that war. That was a losing war for the United States. As much as they want to paint it as you know, we came back the victors, that's not true. It's simply not true. Afghanistan war, we could say we won, but what did we win, Breakman? What did we win in the Afghanistan war? What did we win in the Iraq war?
What do you mean? That
war
is not over with. Like, it's,
well,
the big announcement of this week is they're finally going to end that war again. They've told us that how many times now?
I know. Trump, that was one of Trump's biggest things. You know, we're going to get out. And I was actually hopeful. That was going to be the one thing that he did That would have been cool, getting us out instead, of fucking like, dumb war.
There was one time where he looked like he was going to do it, but instead he just sold out our allies and helped bring the ISIS back into existence.
Yeah.
ISIS had almost been beaten.
Yeah.
And, you know, with one stupid act, they're, you know, back to
free. Yeah, I've said this for years.
The Taliban are really resurgent now.
I mean, the Iraq war was the worst of the worst, man. Like, like Donald Rumsfeld, Eric had his stinko last week as Sweeto was Rumsfeld passing away, and I was like,
gonna say a stinko. I thought his Sweeto was
no,
stinko.
It was a Sweeto.
Piss on his grave.
Yeah, it was a Sweeto. The Iraq war was the worst war of the bunch, man. Like, they used the excuse of weapons of mass destruction, and I'm not saying Saddam Hussein.
I don't actually think it was the worst. I think probably the war of 1812, I think, where we tried to take Canada.
Yeah, that was a bad one too.
I'd say that was probably pretty bad.
Yeah, that was a bad one too.
Started over us trying to.
I think Iraq was egregious, man, because the excuses that we used. I mean, I mean, I know that Saddam Hussein was not a good guy, but that's none of our business whether or not he's a good guy, as long as he doesn't fuck with us. And the excuse that, I mean, Colin Powell got on the stand in front of Congress and was saying, yes, there were mass, you know, weapons of mass destruction, and if we don't strike now, but, you know, the same bullshit lines that they give the American people all the time when they want to justify a war. I mean, it happens over and over. Kuwait.
And if it's about taking out an evil dictator, then how come they've never done anything with North Korea?
How come they? Well, they're afraid of North Korea, man. Why haven't they taken out Duterte in the Philippines?
Or Boko Haram.
Yep, Boko
like
Haram.
That.
That's a great, great example, man. It just, you know what? When it's convenient for the United States, then they'll intervene. But other than that, they won't.
When it affects us, usually monetarily, is when we get interested, or when our government gets
interested. Right, right. Freak 5 says, my mother-in-law was doing some work on our basement, needed to use an outlet. She unplugged our second refrigerator and didn't plug it in after she was done.
Oof. I was going to say, look how we're, like, cozied up to countries like Afghanistan and Israel, like, military-wise,
right,
you know?
Right, right. Yeah, and why we're okay with attacks on sovereign nations like Syria and, you know, why we're okay with bombing Yemen and, you know, stupid shit like that, man. Let's see. Yeah.
People, like, if we – I mean, we've talked about it many times, but just – how often Obama gets lionized, but when we hear it, we just think about how many innocent civilians were murdered because he said, let's drone strike this, you know?
Right. That's another thing.
How many people were directly murdered because he said, do it?
I always get accused of being a flaming liberal by a lot of people, especially on Twitter, Breakman. But I'm neither a liberal nor a conservative. Like, I hate both sides equally, man. Like, I can't stand the Democrats because they're do-nothing. I always call them the do-nothing Democrats. They don't do anything. They like to pretend like they're on the side of minorities and, you know, justice and all this shit. But what do they do but capitulate to fucking Republicans every single time? And Republicans are Republicans. They're just out-and-out Republicans. You know,
we'll look, for instance, like Nancy Pelosi. Like, an article just came out on, you know, how her husband just made, like, some huge stock made a lot of money off the stock up of something that she was involved in, you
right,
know?
Right, they're
like,
just as corrupt.
That's what they're all about. Both parties are filled with people who were in it for themselves, and that's it.
Yeah. You're right, and we talk about it all the time. Get the money out of politics, Breakman. That's the bottom line.
The Supreme Court just said no.
Yep,
we want money in politics.
As a matter of fact, they said dark money is even good. So more dark money coming in. Yep.
It's insane.
It is. It's gross.
Insane.
It's gross, and they lie about it all the time. Oh, I don't even know who the donors are. Bullshit. You know who's a big perpetrator of that? It's fucking Joe Manchin, and he was just exposed. I mean, I knew all along he was a piece of shit even before he's pulled all the fucking stunts he's been pulling. But they're all pieces of shit in the long run. Eric said,
look at all the promises Biden's pulled back on already.
Right.
Like,
right.
And just like, hell, we're going to do this, and then,
it really should be a $23 minimum wage, but you know what? I mean, if the American public is willing to accept $15, which none of us should, we should be barking right now for 20, 25, $1 minimum wage, period. You know, and I know the people that are working for that wage now that are in highly specialized fields feel like, oh, well, why should my pay be equal to a McDonald's worker? Well, I got news for you.
Which is what they've made us think for a long time.
Yeah, they're always pitting each other, you know, all of us against each other. Well, you know, these people work in a specialized field. They, you know, well, they should be paid more money. How about that?
Exactly. That's the point, is that the billionaires are making, 99% of the wealth, while the rest of us get the peanuts. Like, it's not just the people at the bottom who are suffering.
Right.
It's everybody.
Right,
the billionaires have taken a larger cut of the money than anybody ever imagined they could, probably.
And paying way less taxes. Amazon didn't pay any federal taxes last year. As a matter of fact, I think they got a refund.
We pay Activision money.
Yeah, Activision, Blizzard. We're putting their bill.
We have Trump made that huge cut on the taxes, which wouldn't be a bad thing if we're competing against the rest of the world and they weren't using every loophole and every tax incentive that they could get to not only not pay anything, but sometimes get money back.
Right.
You know?
In the case of Amazon, FedEx, all of them not only didn't pay taxes, a lot of them got refunds, and that's sickening. Yeah. That's absolutely sickening.
They go to states and they'll make cities compete over their business,
yep,
for instance.
Yep.
Like, we'll need tax incentives. We're going to need parking. You know, we're going to need the city to do all this stuff for us. Meanwhile, they're getting the huge tax breaks from the government, and they're taking advantage of loopholes that our government doesn't want to close because they take advantage of the same loopholes.
Yep, absolutely. You're right. Anything else you got, Brake?
No, I just want to throw something now. Now I'm a little irritated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, doesn't this whole conversation just piss you off?
Well, Brakeman, if you saw the amount of money that all of these major corporations, and I'm talking big banks, you know, why should big banks be excluded from paying taxes? I don't understand that. They rip us off for 23-25% interest on their fucking credit cards all the time. Like, they need to pay. You know, they need to pay their fair share. Amazon's another
people,
huge example.
Like that you were saying before, like people who are getting, you know, like who are middle aged and right now probably making like $30 an hour, say, for instance, you should really be making like $50 an
Absolutely.
Hour.
That's the point. Like, I think it was Slagar that was in chat a few weeks back, and he got upset that I was talking about the minimum wage, and he was saying he made $16 an hour and he put his kids through college. That's great. But how much better would his life have been if he was making $30 an hour, Brakeman? You know what I'm saying? He not only would have had money for his kids' college and everything else, but he could have put away a lot of money for his retirement and other things.
The rich have got us battling each other over pennies.
Yep, that's exactly right. You're right. You're right. All right. Anything else, Brake?
No, I'm just even more mad.
I got you worked up, man. All right. Eric, you're Stinko.
I got two of them, actually.
Okay.
Audacity's new owners tried to add telemetrics to the program, which, you know, is basically spying on you to sell their information to third parties. So basically becomes spyware. But they apparently retracted that. But I guess when you make so many copies of one program to sidestep the original program being appropriated by a company like Muse, you call it a forker.
Yeah.
And one of the fork maintainers quits after alleged harassment by 4chan losers who took issue with the name Tenacity. Which is funny. That's what they call it, a Tenacity. But people got mad for that? Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
The one thing that I gained from this, or lost from this, Eric, is I used to work with Audacity when I don't know if you were there, Eric. When I was first doing this, I had a PC, not a Mac, and I used to use
Audacity.
And
you made the worst decision of your life.
No, I made the best. I made the best decision ever, Brakeman, by breaking away from PC, man. Like, it just made my life so much easier when I went to a Mac. But the point I'm trying to make is I was using Audacity, so, man, that would have really sucked.
I'm still using it, but I still have an old version. It's 2.3.
Oh, yeah. Know. Yeah. Well, I mean, that sucks.
I don't see the reason to update. It's not like it's having given me problems, so.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't give you problems, don't break it. Yeah, don't break it. It's like I haven't been able to update Skype in forever, and I haven't had any issues with this version. So why, you know, I couldn't upgrade it if I wanted to. I've tried, but maybe that's lucky I did with all the problems Breakman has. You know, it's like, you know. But Audacity was a good program that I used for a while and until I got rid of, you know, my PC. But, yeah, that sucks, man, because Audacity was a really good program. All right, what else you got, Eric?
Anyways, the other one is DeLion getting another stinko because, of course, this time he signed the state budget that includes anti-LGBTQ medical refusal language. I'll read a little bit here. It says, this is from HRC.org. Ohio. Late yesterday, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed the Ohio state budget that included language allowing healthcare workers, hospitals, health insurance companies to refuse or provide or pay for medical service on the basis of moral, ethical, or religious objection. After being added to the Senate version of the budget, that language was retained by the Ohio General Assembly's Conference Committee before being passed on an up or down vote by both chambers and landing on the desk of the governor. Provision allows medical practitioners to do what we just said. And says DeWine had an opportunity to align item the veto on the language while signing the rest of the budget into law and refused to do so. So, yeah, fuck them.
Well, there's going to be some lawsuits on that, I can tell you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, again, like Mike DeWine's wasting our taxpayer money with something that's going to end up being frivolous because it's going to lose in court.
You know, is he the worst politician in your lifetime, Breakman?
Not even close.
No?
Who, Mike DeWine?
No, I mean locally in Ohio.
No, not even close.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
People could argue that Strickland was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And the last one who was a Republican.
Kasich, yeah.
Ooh, Kasich's pretty
bad. He balanced the budget by taking money away from the localities and cities. Like, yeah. No, you guys can't have money because we need to take this. We got to fix stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to run for president and I need to look good.
Yeah. Ugh. They all, about this time, they all think about running and then they all fucking drop out because they, you know, they always got something to kills them.
We've had Mark Mallory, who's not a crook by any standard or anything like that. I'm not accusing him of that, but he made like dumb decisions. Like he got us involved in this whole streetcar thing, which has cost the city millions and millions of dollars. And
yeah,
it's just it was a lot of construction for something that basically just goes around the city when, you know, you could have just walked because we don't live in a huge fucking New York or something like that.
Right. Welcome on into chat.
Yeah, there's like bikes and scooters and everything else. It was such a stupid waste of money.
Yeah. Ms. Lenity is in chat. Welcome on in. And Violet's TV, thanks for joining. Really appreciate that. Last weekend, I used a gift card I had for a restaurant, Freak 5 says. I don't know what that's...
You can't just say which restaurant it is, God.
I know.
Hanging here.
I know. Just leaving us hanging. All right, Eric, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, my stinko this week goes to the heat that we've been having here. It's not as bad as what's been going on the West Coast. I mean, like literally millions, if not billions of sea critters have literally cooked in their shells.
Yeah, billions.
But the heat, we can,
no climate change.
It's getting so hot that some of the power lines are starting to melt.
Yeah, thank goodness that the Rocky Mountains are a natural barrier to a lot of weather. But, man, the Rocky Mountains are having a hard time with the heat, man, because it's been unusually hot and humid. That's one thing I've never said about Denver in all my years living here, that it's been humid here. But it's been super fucking humid. And if people don't think climate change is real, I mean, they used to call...
Yeah, we have record colds in Texas, record heats in Washington and other states like Colorado. But no, there's no climate change at all.
Yeah, right, Break. It's weird because, like, I can... This has been the most humid summer that I've ever remembered on record. Like, I can't remember another summer that was this hot and humid. I mean, there have been hotter summers as far as temperature goes, but the humidity makes things fucking way worse, man. And it you know, people that deny climate change are just ridiculous. So I don't even know what to say. If people don't believe in climate change, then you know they're just fucking putting blinders on. Because
humidity, you're not only hot, but you're also feel sticky.
Yeah, sticky, wet. I mean, and to boot, like we didn't have
if
our
you have breathing problems. It kind of feels like you're in. I've heard soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soup.
Oh God, it sucks. Like it's hard on the lungs. It's terrible. Let's see. Audacity. Let's see. He's talking about. I stole 20 cents at the cashier. Audacity of the place just expecting me to not want the 80 cents. Well, I mean, right now, Freak Five. Like, I mean, what is 80 cents anymore, man? Like honestly, like I know that's your 80 cents, and but it's just like they really should have given it to you. But I hear you, man. But it just wow. Dungeon says, welcome on in, Dungeon. I didn't see you there. You're like a ninja always.
Hey, I have a question: Is 50 Cent Blood on the Sand backwards compatibility with Xbox One?
Don't know. That's a good question. Dungeon says, I don't mind desert heat, but humidity, get me away from that. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Denver was always known as like a dusty old cow town. You know, that's pretty much how people describe Denver, even though it's a city. But now it's like really humid. It's fucking weird. Did you just go swimming in your clothes? No, I just stepped outside to see how warm it was, Dungeon. That's about the size of it. Freak says, we had a shit ton of hail in Des Moines today. According to a friend, there was some that was grapefruit size. Ooh, that's terrible, Freak 5. Hail sucks. Bernie's in chat. She says, I don't miss the desert. She's originally from Phoenix. So, yeah, I can't stand heat, man. I mean, and we didn't have AC this week, which sucked even worse. I was waking up in, like, fucking, you know, sweat mess pretty much. So, all right.
I
let's
like the heat. It's just humidity. I think sucks.
God.
Man, being on the desert was nice for me. It was like, oh, it's over 100, but I'm not like.
I can't stand it. If it gets up to. Okay. See, it's even worse here in Denver. Like, Bernie kind of, like, didn't understand what I was saying at first, but she experienced it, man. Like, she was from Phoenix, right? Super hot, 120 sometimes, and there's no question that really sucks. But, like, 90 here to her felt like 120 over there because it's because of the altitude. Like, we're 5,000.
Well, she said she was living in the desert for 30 years, so you were wrong, Frank. I mean, yeah. I don't know if she was a hermit or if she was living like a Tuscan Raider or something like that. I'm not sure.
It is not backwards compatible. Boo. Yeah.
Omaha, but I lived in the desert, yeah. No, Omaha sucks anyways. That's just more humid, dumb heat. And boring. I've been to Omaha. It's not the most exciting place in the world. Weiland says it's not backwards compatible, Eric. So there you go. All right, let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what is my
wait, no,
say?
I had a question first.
Sweet!
All right, what's your question now?
I want to know, when she was living in the desert, did she ride camels or horses?
Here, I'll let you ask her. What's the answer to that, Bernie?
Mustangs.
Yeah. Mustangs. So, like, the Ford Mustang piece of shit. Yeah,
so, horses, then. Okay, I got it.
Black convertible top, yeah. She said. All right.
That's what you named your horse? I mean, I've seen some horses with some funny names.
I know.
Like, Derby, for instance. But what you named your horse again? Like, Black
Top. Black convertible top, man.
Oh, Black convertible top. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Breakman, you're sweeto.
I just have one. This goes to Virginia, of all places. Charlottesville,
you're
Virginia.
You're a Virginia.
Well, I say of all places because I know we've been definitely meeting them in the past with some of the laws they've passed. But the Confederate monarch that helped spark a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia,
uh-huh.
Leaving one person dead, is expected to come down. It's been sitting in their city hall, I guess. For years.
Oh, great place for it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, let's show off the losers. No, this doesn't have to do with racism at all. Oh, yeah, just because they wanted to own people, they treated them good. You know, they were property, so they treated them nice. No, this was about taxes. What?
Yeah.
What? Like, seriously, I've heard some of these arguments, and I'm just like, good God, you do not realize how brainwashed you are. And how stupid you fucking sound.
Right. Right. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? All right, what else you got? Anything else?
I mean, there's been a lot of battles, and we've had a ton of them taken down last year. So when statues in the South come down, Confederate statues in the South come down, that's That's pretty damn good. I like that.
Freak Five says, I know 80 cents isn't much, it's just the bullshit. Yes, there's a coin shortage. There's no fucking coin shortage, Freak Five. But they want to lose 20 cents but expect customers to lose 80 cents. See, that's a good point. When it's the other way, well, I have a coin shortage too. Where's my 80 cents, motherfuckers? Or just skip the 20 cents. I always felt like they should just round everything anyways. Like, there should be no need for change anymore. You know, I don't think there's a need for change. Like, I think we've gotten past that. Wyland says, Sweeto, my brother keeps finding me MK11 noob Cybot figures. I have the regular and bloody variant now. Just need the gold version. Also, this TYT Jimmy Dore nonsense has been entertaining. It has been. I'm more leaning on the Jimmy Dore, Aaron Maté side of that little tiff, Wyland. But it is kind of entertaining. TYT sucks, man. And I don't think Jimmy Dore is the greatest either, but TYT is just... Ugh. Anyways, Eric, I didn't see any Sweetos on your timeline here, so I'll go with mine. AC is working again. I was just talking about the heat here, which if we didn't have AC today would have been... I mean, it was over 100 here, so... Ugh.
Yikes.
Slagar says, old guys like me have no idea what any of that means. True. Well,
remember, talking about old, remember like when 80 cents would actually get us stuff?
I know. A gallon of gas. I actually remember.
We could go and get like gum and candy and shit like that.
Oh, 80 cents. I could go down to the candy store and get like the shit. I never had 80 cents. I would get like a quarter sometimes, but
that
yeah.
That would be like the big, you could get like the big size candy bars.
Oh, yeah,
right,
man.
You know?
I mean, like, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like our old guys like us, like just want to quote unquote forget all of that shit. That's why you don't have any idea what any of that means, Lagar. Freak says, if I ate in the restaurant and paid after I ate and tried to leave owing 20 cents, I wonder how they would have treated me. That's a good point, Freak 5. They wouldn't have treated you very good. That would have been stealing. You would have been stealing 80 cents or 20 cents or whatever.
I think most people probably shrug on that, but like a manager probably would be like, what, 20 cents? I'm going to lose
right,
my job.
Right.
Dude, if you're losing your job over 20 cents, there's something wrong with that.
I honestly think we should just abolish the change. Like, just get rid of change altogether. It's too costly to produce it. They like pennies, for instance, we spend more money making pennies than pennies are actually worth. So what's the...
I have an idea.
What?
I have an idea for you. How about an exchange rate for all the change people have? Like, a piece of change is worth a dollar.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Turn it into the government for a dollar.
Yep, and then we get rid of all the change, and everybody's happy. I agree, 100%.
Melt that nail down for something like more useful.
Yeah, exactly. With all the copper,
like,
the
like
nickel,
guns and bombs and stuff.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Not
us. Not just the U.S. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My car's running.
Yep.
Okay.
Continuing with Sweetos, my car's running really good, so I'm happy that's finally all settled. And then, Wyland, if you're still in chat, you might be interested in this, man. The Thing, the movie The Thing, is getting the 4K treatment, and I can't fucking wait. I've been waiting for that movie to be 4K for a very, very long time. So that to me is really, really exciting. Freak 5 says, Sweeto, I chose to work on Saturday. My supervisor gave me a $20 gift card. That's always nice when, you know, there's like a driver shortage in Bernie's line of business. And I always said, pay more money and then you'll have employees. But they're having a real tough time figuring out why nobody wants to drive for $11 an hour. So it's really weird. Slagar says, when you have more money than the Lincoln lobbyist, Then we will get rid of the penny. That's true, Slagar. That's true.
Are you talking about Lincoln Project?
Probably. No, the lobbyist. He's just talking about lobbyists in general. Can't wait, Slagar says, for The Thing on 4K. I can't either, Slagar. I mean, I love that movie. It looks beautiful in regular old, like, high definition. But it's going to look perfect in 4K, man. I can't wait. They actually could do an 8K version of that, and that would be awesome, too. Sweeto, after my CAT scan, my doctor says the cyst is the same size it was 2 years ago. Great news, Freak 5. I was wondering about that, man. Steelbook for it comes out the same day as the Steelbook for ZS Justice League. My wallet weeps, Wyland says. Awesome news.
ZS
Freak, yeah.
Zack Snyder. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a steelbook for the thing, or is it just a regular 4K Wyland? Because I, you know, that one I might get a steelbook of. I've been waiting for that one for a long, long time. Okay. We've got a funny or stupid. So let me go ahead and copy this and put it into chat. You guys can click the link in the chat when I put it in there. Here we go. Paste that. Here you go, guys. Here's a funny or die, or funny or die, funny or stupid. You guys tell me. I'm going to flip over here and play it for everybody in chat. Here we go. I believe the caption says David Spade. So here we go. It's a David Spade video. Ow. 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 Okay, I better take the music off because I will get a copyright strike.
I think it's stupid, though.
I'm in agreement. I think it's stupid. It's just David Spade. Every time he says "ow," he like holds his neck and arm and everything else. What do you think, Breakman?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Okay, stupid. So we've all determined that TikTok is stupid this week. So there you go. Thanks, Bernie, for sending us a stupid TikTok. And I'm so grateful that everybody agrees that.
I should have given you the one with the poop log.
Oh yeah, that might have been much better. So we'll look for that next week.
Fix this mistake.
Yeah, fix this mistake, Bernie. Freak Five says, "Well, actually, Frank was at the Lincoln Douglas debates, but he is so old he doesn't actually." How dare you, Freak Five? And don't laugh at him, Dungeon. Jesus Christ, he's incorrigible. There's a steelbook. Give me that link, Wyland, because that I'm gonna pre-order that shit, man. I want that very badly. That was a horrible TikTok.
Does the Transformers 4K come in a steelbook?
What?
The Transformers 86 movie or whatever it was.
I have no idea. I think there was a steelbook for that, actually. Wyland would know. Let us know, Wyland. Was that Transformer 86 movie a steelbook? That would be a pretty cool item to have. All right, let's move on. We're going to do our tournament this week. It's a football! Okay, we've got a very special tournament courtesy of Breakman this month. And the tournament, there was a tie, by the way, for PS2 games, which we'll do those next month. But we're only going to do the top 32 because it's hard to find 64 good game shows. We're doing the greatest game show of all time. This is going to be pretty awesome. So we're going to do the first round right now. You excited for this, Break? Because I kind of am, man.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I know. This. I know Eric is like another one of these.
You guys are old.
yeah, well, when I was young, game shows were pretty good.
There were some good ones.
It was either like, you know, if you're stuck home on a Saturday afternoon and stuff, it was either that or soap operas.
Yeah, I guess we could do a soap opera one too, but I didn't watch very many, so.
There's not that many soap operas, are there?
Oh, there's tons, man. Falcon's Crest, Dallas, fucking what? Days of Our Lives, General Hospital,
Santa Barbara, World. Yeah, I know. I think maybe are there even 32 of them though?
We could do easily 32 and probably 64.
Dark yep. Shadows. Yeah, I guess I can think of a bunch.
Yeah, we could definitely do that, but I don't know if I want to do that, man. Because then this
I don't really want to either. Because I'm like, no, which one do I like least?
All of them.
Yes.
All right, let's do this then, guys. The first match that we have, match game, one of the greatest of all time, versus Supermarket Sweep, a show that I really enjoyed back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember Supermarket Sweep. Eric might not remember it, but I love that show.
I remember Supermarket Sweep. They had. I think they still do it.
Wow.
They have a new version of it.
Yeah,
it's gone and come back type stuff.
I like the old version. Seeing people flying around with their carts, like just like taking like five things of meat at a time.
Most of them I want to yell at. Like, what are you doing? Like, there's more extensive stuff right over in the meat locker.
Right, just go straight to the meat. Yep, they would get stupid shit like Wheat Thins or something, and then I'm like, yes. I'm like, go straight for the meat. Get like five things of, you know, each meat.
I know, and why don't you grab one? Why didn't you just like put your arm over the fucking aisle and knock it all on the cart?
Grab that seafood, dumbasses.
It's like they were grabbing the things they liked instead of things that were most expensive.
Yeah, like I'm going for like the lobster and the prime rib and shit. Like,
holy mother of pearl!
I'm not going to like the medicine department, you know.
Weiland just sent me one of the coolest fucking things ever. This is the steelbook for the. Is that the 4K version? If that's the 4K version, that's what I'm getting. If that's not 4K, I'm not getting that one. But holy fucking, holy mother of pearl! Is that awesome? Okay, so we got Match Game versus Supermarket Sweep. What say you, Breakman?
I am going to go with Supermarket Sweep.
I am going to actually go with Match Game because Match Game is an all-time great television show. What you're the tiebreaker, Eric. What say you?
I said Supermarket Sweep, didn't I?
Okay, Supermarket Sweep moves on. Slagar said Supermarket Sweep, so there you go. It came out in 93, beginning in 96. What was going on in LA? The producer thought it would be a shithole in 3 years.
Well, it was 3 years from now, which was at least 30 years ago.
Oh, you're talking about Demolition. I like Demolition Man. I liked it. Everybody says Supermarket Sweep.
I love Demolition Man. That's awesome.
So Supermarket Sweep moves on. All right, next matchup we got here. This is a good one. Pressure Luck versus Lingo. Eric, I'm going to go with you.
I don't know what either of these shows is, but I think I remember Press Your Luck a little bit more. So
okay. Breakman?
I gotta tell you, Lingo, not that big of a fan, but I love Press Your Luck. Whammy, whammy.
No whammy, whammy, no whammy, no whammy! And then they'd get a whammy, like inevitably when they were.
Whammies were always funny.
And I love the whammies, man. The whammies are awesome.
I'm rooting against them.
Bernie says, no more whammies, no more whammies. So there you go. All right.
No whammy, goddamn.
Yeah, I know, dude. I loved when they got the whammies, man. That game was so rigged, man. Slagar says, damn it. I guess he liked Lingo a lot. So there you go. All right. Let's Make a Deal versus Deal or No Deal. Go with you. I'm going to go with myself first. I'm going to pick... Let's Make a Deal. Classic Let's Make a Deal is fucking awesome. The new show is awesome, too, with Wayne Brady. But I like the old version with what was his name? Monty? Fuck.
Oh, shit. I know who you're talking about. I can picture
I can picture the guy, too, man. I can't remember his name. Somebody in chat might know. That's the game the guy cheated, he said. Let's see. So Let's Make a Deal or Deal or No Deal, Breakman.
Deal or No Deal is it's an interesting show. It's basically just guessing, you know. There's no strategy at all to it in any way. But they've managed to stretch it into a franchise, really. I mean, just guessing. And I love the host, Howie Mandel. But Let's Make a Deal was a unique show. I know it's probably way before Eric's time, but so give you kind of an explanation. Everybody would wear a costume when they came on this
show.
Yeah,
Monty Hall, so Freak all, 5 says. Yes, Monty Hall.
Yeah, so they're all dressed up. Like, people are dressed up like idiots and shit like that, wearing all their different Halloween costumes. And they would have to choose, like, between what he's offering or behind a door. And a lot of the time they'd get, like, booby prizes, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, Let's Make a Deal all the way.
Okay.
It was an actual game show where Deal or No. I like Deal or No Deal, but it's really just luck.
Right, right.
There's no strategy.
Eric, what say you?
I mean, really, I guess there's no strategy.
I'm going for Let's Make a Deal.
It's a great show, man. I love Let's Make a Deal, especially the old. I can watch reruns of that to this day, and it's still fun. All right, next matchup we got for y'all today. These are a couple of old school ones. Gong Show versus Password. I'll go with Breakman first.
Gong Show versus Password. Password.
Yes. If only that were Bong Show, it would be something else.
Bong Show would be excellent.
Bong Show? Who said Bong Show?
Eric, man. He came
up
with
that. Okay.
Wiley says Zonks.
I always liked it when somebody got, even though like Password's a legendary game show and stuff like that, I always liked it when somebody got yanked on Gong Show. They put that hook out and pulled him off. Like, no, you're done.
It was like the modern day. Yep.
Getting off here.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep. What say you, Eric? Password or Gong Show?
Yeah, I'm with Gong Show.
I'm going with Gong Show as well, man. I agree with Breakman 100%. That was the best when they took that hook.
I don't know what either of these are, but I'm going with it.
Oh, dude. The Gong Show was...
I like the idea of a gong and a hook being
Gong Show was crazy.
Like old school comedy style.
I think they only got the hook out if they're like still like no, like because when you hit the gong, like there's nobody like stopping you from stopping, so a lot of people would still go.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's when they got the hook out to kind of, like, you know, get the fuck off the
Yeah, exactly.
We already told you no.
Look at this. Slagar says he was on the Schlong Show for three seasons, so he was on the Triple X version of the Gong Show. Dungeon says Monty Hall's name became a nickname used by D&D players for campaigns that showered them in loot. Yes, Dungeon, you're right. Of course, that was never my DMs, man. I had unforgiving DMs when I played D&D. Freak5 says, then John Spartan found his wife was dead, and a few hours later, he's willing to have sex with someone he just met. Yeah, that's true. Gotta love it. All right, next matchup.
Ooh. I mean, in his defense, it was Sandra Bullock.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I mean, just saying.
And while they were using machines for sex, John didn't know that, and he sat there fully clothed, even though he was about to fuck. Yeah, that's true too, Freak Vibe. You make some good points about demolition.
Well, he was in like his relaxed outfit, though. Like at that point, he was wearing. I guess it kind of looks like a sort of like a robe at that point. Like he was in his relaxed clothes.
Yeah.
His after, so.
Okay, next matchup we got for you guys: Price is Right versus Tic Tac Doe. Eric, I'm gonna go.
No, that's probably how he met his wife. They probably just had a fling and then they got together.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
Price he also has a kid he never wants to meet, by the way.
That's yeah. Price is Right versus Tic Tac Doe, Eric.
Going with Price is Right.
Oh man, this is tough for me because I love Tic Tac Doe. I thought that was a really fun show, but how can you go against Price is Right? It's kind of an easy one for me. Price is Right for me. What say you, Breakman?
Well, Freak disagrees with me, but I've got like a I'm thinking I remember seeing him in like that relaxed outfit, not his cop uniform when he was on it, when he was putting on the helmet. Anyways, but Questbuster has a really good question. I've always wondered, was the rest of the nation like the city in Demolition Man, or just Los Angeles? It was it wasn't Los Angeles anymore. It was
I think the rest of the nation was like that dungeon because like. I always equated Demolition Man with Escape from New York, so I always thought that like those two were like kin, like they should have been in the same universe. So I always pictured the entire nation like that. So that's my take on it, anyways. What do you think, Break?
Yeah, I've always actually wondered that. I'm not really sure. I kind of assumed it was just like that section of the country, but I don't know.
Yeah. You only seen the game shows when you were sick from school, Slagar says. Yeah. All right, Price is Right versus Tic Tac Doe. Break to put a bow on that matchup.
Price is Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a clean sweep right there. All right.
Even though like a lot of people have forgotten about the whole Bob Barker incident. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, with the models.
Yeah.
All right.
As a kid, it was like, oh, wow, look at the models.
I used to watch Tic Tac Doe a lot, too, Slagar. He says, I feverishly watched Tic Tac Doe.
They didn't have Barker's Beauties, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
And they didn't have Plinko either.
They didn't have Plinko. That's right. Okay. Tic Tac Doe suffered a bad fate here, I think, though. I should have put that somewhere else because that's a great show. Okay. In a battle of lines. In a battle of lines, we got What's My Line? Versus Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I'm going to go with you, Breakman.
Okay. What's My Line versus Whose Line Is It Anyway? Whose Line Anyway is probably is a lot funnier.
The weird thing is, Whose Line Anyway is basically just a remake of that show with a rebranding. Slightly different name. But, yeah.
I thought it was funnier, so.
I have not watched the other show, but I've watched Whose Line Is Anyway. So yeah, it's definitely funnier. The trio is great.
What do you say, Break?
Whose Line?
I agree. Whose Line Is It Anyway is a great. It's a game show, but it's with celebrities, and the celebrities they got, like, who were the. Well, it was like.
Password had celebrities, too.
It had a guy from Third Rock on it, and then it had Wayne Brady, and then it had. Drew Carey
was in there,
and maybe a couple others.
Ryan Stiles, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but they had a lot of good people on there. Yeah, Colin.
Yeah, two of the guys that were with him with Drew Carey on his show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Digital Carry Show.
Whose line is a must? Lagar says, no one here other than me and Frank remember what's my line. I know that's probably true too, Slingar. All right, but now that I think about it, fast food would have been illegal because it was unhealthy for you. Mm-hmm. Freak 5 says, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's how Taco Bell became a famous restaurant. It's probably because they're part of Yum Brands, which I don't know if they're still the juggernaut among fast food, but back in the 90s, Yum Brands was the juggernaut.
Yeah.
Like, because it's Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut. It was three chains, whereas like McDonald's is only one and Wendy's is only one. So.
Yeah, it's definitely Flynn Group now, man. They got Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and a few others.
Devilish Man is so weird though, because like it is like the rice like leftist nightmare version of the future.
Yeah. Okay. Next matchup we got for you guys here: Joker's Wild versus Double Dare. Eric, I'm gonna go with you first.
Going with Double Dare. I don't even know what Joker's Wild is, but Double Dare is good fun.
Oh, I remember Joker's Wild. Breakman, what say you?
I'm trying to think of Joker's Wild, and I'm just remembering Card Sharks.
Card Sharks I took out of this thing. I thought I like Joker's Wild a little bit better, but
how did Joker's Wild go?
Okay, you would pick cards. And, like, they would have to match up, like, these huge cards, right?
Right.
And
right.
Card
Sharks is like that, too, huge cards.
Yeah, it was the same kind of premise.
It doesn't matter. I'm going Double Dare anyway.
Okay. I'll go with Double Dare, too, awesome. Man. Joker's Wild was a good show. It just wasn't as great as some of the others, man. Card Sharks is a good one,
too. The weird thing with, like, Taco Bell in that movie, though, is, like, wasn't it, like freeze-dried stuff or something, so it was like pills that like popped in the food or something.
Slagar says this is age too. Slagar says this is age dependent. I agree with you.
It was like a fancy restaurant now where like it was small food, yeah, but it wasn't like pills popping in the market. It was just like this Taco Bell is like the most fancy restaurant on the planet. You know?
Because they were like stuffing that food into containers. Like,
yeah. Dungeon says we use real meat, but the competition uses cardboard. Okay, sounds like the truth. my last thought led to a completely different question. Freak 5 says, "Okay, we're just waiting for it." Freak 5. Next matchup, guys. Family.
You know, I want to say something really funny about Double Dare is Mark Summers, the host of it.
Yeah.
Huge germaphobe.
Yes.
Oh, he had OCD.
Yeah.
Yes, him and what's his name from Deal or No Deal are both like huge germaphobes, but that's why he does Howie Mandel does like the fist bump and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Howie Mandel.
Mark Summers was getting covered in goo and stuff like that, and he had like he had a shower like five times after every show, and like he was just freaked out by it. Like,
yeah. The answer is 6. Freak 5 to his question there. All right. Family Feud versus Remote Control. Breakman.
Family Feud versus Remote Control. Damn.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah. Because Remote Control didn't last that long, and
I love that show,
forever.
Man. Yeah, that show's great.
Great show. But Family Feud, it's hard for me to root against Family Feud. It might be my favorite on here.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So
I've liked it through almost every host. I mean, there have been down hosts like the silver-haired guy. I can't remember. And
he was the best. The first guy.
No.
Dawson.
I'm talking about what's his name? Who took it in like the early 2000s? I think.
Louis.
No. Well, yeah, he wasn't too good either. Louis wasn't too good, and Al from Home Improvement wasn't that good either. Richard Karn really tried, but he just wasn't that good. But they've had great hosts. Like, I mean, they've got Steve now, but they had I'm trying to think of the legendary host's name. What's his name?
Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny Buffet. Thank you, Richard
Dawson. Family Feud was great. The host ended up doing The Running Man. That's correct. Richard Dawson was great in The Running Man.
And Ray Combs, who I absolutely loved. Sad story, killed himself. But
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there are so many great hosts for the shows. History. Yeah.
On my phone, can't see the categories. Is the MTV game show on here? We're just talking about it right now, Slagar. Remote Control is what you're thinking of. The one where they, at the end, they tried to...
Frank's making me rude against Remote Control.
Yeah, I'm picking Remote Control. So you pick Family Feud, Breakman. Yeah. So it's up to Eric. Family Feud or Remote Control?
Isn't Remote Control just a more fun version of Family Feud, though?
No.
No, I'd say it's a more fun version of Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah, they would ask easier questions, and at the end they had to go through like a gamut.
There are a lot more entertainment-related questions, whereas Jeopardy would be asking.
Yeah, and I really like the end of Remote Control because you went through like videos and like had to like say what that video was to get the prize.
I'm gonna go with Remote Control.
All right, it pulls off the upset
because I remember bits and pieces of it.
That's a huge upset, but I think that's a warranted upset though.
I felt like most of the time I ever bothered to watch Family Feud, it was kind of dry.
I like Family Feud quite a bit. Back in the day, it was awesome with Richard Dawson for
I
sure.
I can't remember what that guy's name was. That one toast.
Yeah.
I need to Google this to find out because I can never remember his name, but he was like the worst.
Yeah, there were some.
Jeopardy is dry, but that's like the charm. Alex Trebek is just a straight man.
I can't remember who the new host is, but he's smarmy. Awful.
But like he got smarmy later on.
John O'Hurley, that.
Oh,
was
he
name.
Sucked. Yeah. Yeah.
2006 to 2010. That's yeah. What John O'Hurley. Like yeah, he was terrible.
Who's the latest one? It's it's a black dude. What's his name? I can't remember his name. He's awful too. I can't stand him, but I hate that show. It sucks. Okay. We would go to someone else's house to watch Remote Control every week, Slagar says. Okay. Newlywed Game versus Love Connection. These are two old school ones. I'm going to go first on this. I love the Newlywed Game. I thought it was funny as hell because they'd always, like, instead of saying sex, they would say whoopee and, like, you know, they'd have to, like, guess what their partner would say, et cetera, et cetera. And the host was fun, too. Do you remember the guy's name, Breakman, for Newlywed Game? Real famous dude. I can't remember his name.
No, I can't remember his name either.
Slagar in chat.
What was the other one that you were talking about?
Love Connection.
Oh, Love Connection.
Newlywed Game versus Love Connection. Steve Harvey, yes. I can't stand Steve Harvey, Weiland. It's awful. Ugh. Yeah, Freak 5, Steve Harvey. Yeah. Ugh.
It just makes me want to barf when I hear his name.
I know. There's a rumor LeVar Burton could be in the running to get the I hope so, Dungeon. That would be a great choice.
I don't know. I mean, like, he's kind of old right now, so he could only host the show for so many years.
Oh, he could easily do it for 15, 20 years, man.
Jesus. Ageist motherfucker.
I'm not ageist. It's just I want a long lasting host. That's all.
15 years would be fine, man. He could easily host that show. I mean, what do you got to do but stand there and fucking talk, man? It's not,
yeah, most
it's not that hard
don't
of a go, game.
Like, life.
Also,
Sajak's a rarity.
He's kind of too nice. He kind of needs to be, like, snarky occasionally, like Alex Trebek.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Kind of old, Slagar says. No, he would be perfect, man. Him or Aaron Rodgers, those are my favorite, man.
I actually did like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he was good. I
think people hated on him, but I thought he did.
I thought he did great. He did awesome. Okay, Newlywed Game versus Love Connection, Breakman.
Newlywed.
All right, Eric.
I'm going with Newlywed because I don't think I ever watched either of these, but I've seen like a clip of Newlywed and it seemed more interesting.
Freak Five says,
I liked when they'd ask him something about their spouse and they'd get it wrong and the spouse would look at him.
I know, they'd get all pissed off, hit him with the card or whatever. Yeah. It's so funny. Freak Five says, Frank is thinking LeVar Burton is just a baby. How dare you, sir? How dare you? From Green Bay here, fuck Aaron Rodgers, Slagar says. Hey, calm down, Slagar. It's all the fucking Packers' fault, man. Not his fault. I know he's kind of a whiny baby at times, but I think that's
blaming the Packers for Favre's wishy-washy bullshit too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is with the Packers, not the players. But whatever.
I disagree. I think the players need to be like less wishy-washy. When you're the star of the team. Like, there are so many people depending on you to not be a wishy-washy.
Are you serious, Breakman? You're a big sports guy, and you think what the Packers did was cool. They drafted Jordan Love, who's not going to pan out at all. And they traded up.
I think we're getting Matt Holt here.
No.
No, I'm saying that I don't think it's cool when a player goes through the offseason saying, oh, I'm going to retire, I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Because you've got a team of people who is looking up to you, who need you.
Slagar,
and
I hate...
fucking with their careers, too.
I hate ESPN, Slagar, so that's not even a criticism of me. I can't stand ESPN, so... for more reasons than not.
If other players can get away with it, but the quarterback, everybody is depending on. So he's got more responsibility than everybody. He gets paid more than everybody.
Would you agree that the quarterback is the most important position on that football field, Brakeman?
The quarterback's the most important position
right.
in all of sports.
Right. So they should be paid more than anybody, and nobody should Absolutely. Complain about their pay. So,
I agree with that.
Right. And
I think all athletes are underpaid.
I agree.
Get me wrong. I'm not arguing about money. I'm arguing about like the will I, won't I retire bullshit.
Well, I understand, and I know where people could be rubbed raw by Aaron Rodgers, but I still think the Packers share a deep responsibility.
I'm really rubbed raw by Aaron Rodgers. I really don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers. My problem was with Brett Favre. I thought he was terrible. His actions, like. Yeah. Leading up to him leaving.
I agree with you more so on that front. I thought Brett Favre was, you know, but anyways, we got to move on.
He put his own selfish attitude before everybody else. I mean, I understand putting your wants and needs before everybody else, but when everybody else's career depends on you.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Okay. Hollywood Squares versus Name That Tune. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
I'm going to have to go with Name That Tune. Hollywood Squares is just
wrong. Okay. Brakeman?
The correct answer is Hollywood Squares.
The correct answer is Hollywood Squares. Even though I did like Name That Tune, I mean, some people would be getting that tune in one note, which I never understood.
That always pissed me off when it's like, and like, oh, that's.
Yeah, see, like...
No, that was Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, next one. Eric had a little influence on this one. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire versus Legends of the Hidden Temple, which I've never seen. Eric, you go first.
Well, since I suggested it, I'm going with Legends of the Hidden Temple.
All right, Brakeman, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire versus Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I like Legends of the Hidden Temple, but... I'm always like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I like the whole idea about it. Like, you can get the audience's help and stuff like that. But, you know, the audience doesn't necessarily know, so it's still a risk.
It was very rare that the audience didn't. Yeah, it was very rare that the audience didn't know the answer to a question, though. Like,
I know, but sometimes they would be wrong. And sometimes, they would call a friend, and sometimes that friend would be wrong.
Right, right.
There was no guarantee that even their help could help them.
Yeah, exactly. I like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as well. Slagar says Legends. I picked Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I don't know. I thought that was an everyman show. Like, anybody could potentially get to the top of that chain there. All right.
Don't get me wrong. Like, when I was a kid, like, The Hidden Temple is an awesome show.
Yeah. Slagar says, I even had to watch the movie. Oh, I'm sorry, Slagar. Okay. Pyramid.
I heard the movie was actually pretty decent, though.
Pyramid versus The Weakest Link. Brakeman.
$10,000 pyramid.
Yeah, there have been different iterations.
Yeah,
I just
like $100,000 pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you put just pyramid.
Yeah.
Versus what?
The Weakest Link.
Oh, hi. You are the Weakest Link. Goodbye. I mean, that was kind of funny, but I gotta go with the pyramid. I think it had a better host and it was a lot more interesting, I think.
Yeah.
The Weakest Link was just, I feel like its entire concept was mean-spirited, maybe.
Yeah, I think we're all going with Pyramid here, right, Eric?
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. I probably watched Pyramid more, Slagar says, but Weakest Link was better? Really? I didn't really like Weakest Link. I like Pyramid a lot better.
I mean, neither one of these were particularly my favorite shows.
Oh, I love Pyramid.
But I think Pyramid was more of a legendary
Pyramid
show.
Pyramid was fun with Dick Clark and all the celebrities they would get on that show. All right. Dating Game versus Scrabble. So this is a variation of... Dating Game was a variation of Newlywed Game. It was just people that would date, and they would pick their date.
They're the ones behind the wall, right?
Yeah, they were behind the wall, and the woman or the man had to pick the date. And fun fact, there was a serial killer on Dating Game, and he actually won. But the woman refused to go out with him. Good for her.
You know, my favorite like relationship game show was on MTV, and I can't think of the fucking name of it now. But it had Jenny McCarthy on it.
Oh,
I love that show.
What the hell, I hated that show. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway,
you're wrong. All right, Dating Game versus Scrabble, Breakman.
I like the date. You know, of the dating shows on here, I think the Dating Game was probably my favorite because it was like, if you were this, what would you be? And they had to come think of like a story and stuff for their shit, for the bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Dating Game.
All right. Eric?
I think the concept of the Dating Game is actually kind of offensive to me, so I'm going with Scrabble.
Ooh, that leaves me with a tough choice because Scrabble had a host that I can't stand. What was his name? Chuck Woolery, the biggest fucking right-wing nut job on the planet. I'm going to go with Dating Game just because of that. I agree with you, though, Eric. There were some offensive things about the Dating Game. But
It's not just that, but it's basically propaganda for people hooking up, and it was probably non-inclusive because – you know, the time it was made.
It was all
there's
up,
a lot
Eric.
Of shows that are, definitely none of these shows would be inclusive back when.
Right. None of them were inclusive. It was not.
It's about dating specifically. It's super uninclusive.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it was a different climate back in the day, man. All right. Wheel of Fortune versus Nick Arcade.
Oh, this is pretty easy for me. I'm going Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay. Eric?
I'm going with Nick Arcade.
I
like seeing the kids screw up.
Yeah.
I got to see a bunch of games I might have not seen otherwise.
This is a little harder for me to pick, but I think I'm going to go with Breakman. I'm a little older, so Wheel of Fortune for me. It's always been a great...
I felt like Wheel of Fortune was a drag most of the time.
No, it's a fun show to watch, man. Mm-hmm. Like to solve puzzles and stuff like that. It's like very simple concept.
And it's usually on the TV like, God, that's easy. How didn't you get it? Well,
I know.
You know, they're in front of a studio audience and shit, and their cameras in their face. I imagine they probably... Like,
yeah, Prequel, I was just about ready to say we're you're probably thinking Nick Arcade, but yeah. So Will Fortune moves on.
Better video game shows, though. Yeah. There were some bad ones too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Next, To Tell the Truth versus Floor is Lava. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Floor is Lava, but it's
a
blast.
I've seen the previous for it.
It's a blast, man. It's on Netflix. So all kinds of kids. I think you meant all kinds of game shows on Nick. Yeah, Slagar. There is all kinds of game shows on the Game Show Network too. All right.
I tried to give like a longer list, but Frank didn't want to do it. So
I know. Because
blame him.
I know.
Anyway, I don't really know on this one. What were the chances?
To Tell the Truth or Floor is Lava.
Okay. To Tell the Truth. That was the one where the celebrities are trying to guess who's lying. Is that the one?
Yes. To Tell the Truth.
Okay. I've never seen the Floor is Lava. I've just seen the previews, but I guess I'm gonna go to Tell the Truth.
Okay,
I'm just go with the Floor is Lava just because it sounds more fun.
I'm going with Floor is Lava because it is a ton of fun. If you guys haven't seen Floor is Lava, it's on Netflix, and it's just a game show where these contestants like literally go on like a floor that's surrounded by quote unquote lava. It's not obviously not lava, but you can't.
That'd be more fun though. Like there'd be high stakes in that. Yeah. Like they'd be trying really not to fall. Like God.
Slagar, kids.
Well, you better learn the tightrope walk.
Yeah, Slagar says to tell the truth. Never seen Floor.
Yeah,
Slagar, you gotta
watch.
It's really fun.
They turn a kids' game into a game show.
Yeah, and it's really fun. I mean, the stakes are kind of low, but. The people always fall in the lava because everything's so damn slippery.
If the lava were like double dare slime, it'd probably be more fun.
You know, I didn't even have room to put in like Wipeout in this section. Wipeout's really fun, man. Or Takeshi's Castle or any of that.
Holy moly, stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't have room for it. All right, last matchup for today, Jeopardy versus Truth or Consequences. And I'll go with myself on this one. This is easy for me. I hated Truth or Consequences. Jeopardy has always been one of the funnest shows ever to me, mostly because I know most of the questions. But, you know, I mean, that's just how it is. But
that's how old Frank is. He's got,
unfair advantage.
He's got several thousands of years of knowledge.
How dare you guys. Eric, what you picking?
Jeopardy.
All right. Is it clean sweep? Break?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, Jeopardy's a great show. Okay, we have our second round matchups ready for next week.
I was always mad that Celebrity Deathmatch, they made him lose to Pat Sajak. That irritated me. I think in the fight, like, Alex Trebek would have won.
We might get that matchup next week, because in that bracket is Flores Lava versus Jeopardy and Dating Game versus Wheel of Fortune. So they're heavy favorites going into next week. So there you go. What are you guys thinking? What's your show that you think is going to go all the way, Breakman?
I'm going to go with The Price is Right.
Okay. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Jeopardy for the...
Ooh, okay. I am going to go with... I think I'm going to go with Pressure Luck. That's who I'm going with. That's a dark horse, Pressure Luck. So there you go. I think, let's see, wasn't Peter Tamarkin was the host of Pressure Luck, wasn't he?
I don't know, but I'm hungry.
He actually got in a plane crash and passed away. So,
yeah. That's sad.
All right. I think that's all we have time for today, gentlemen. What do you think of our tournament? I thought it was pretty good this week.
I like it. Yeah, because it's like, wow, I remember these shows.
Yeah, I remember most of them.
Yeah, I've seen this, yeah.
Freak 5 says, damn, no classic concentration. It was on the list, Freak 5, but I moved some shit around and it didn't make the final.
Yeah, we had longer lists with more games or more game shows on them we definitely could have done, but Singled Out, that was the name of the show. I love
Singled
that
Out, that's it. Yeah, that was a great show, man. See, I didn't even have room for something like that. Yeah. Although Jenny McCarthy's a piece of shit, too. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I think that's about it. Let's get into our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at break underscore. Oh wait, no, you can't. You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and you can follow. Oh, that's it.
Freak is saying watch an episode of Flora's Lava before next week. So there you go. It's a good show. You guys should watch.
Time,
it.
God, just
one goddamn long. Half hour show. You got time, break, man. What's wrong with you, man?
It's a half hour.
Yeah, half hour. All right, Eric, plug away.
Half hour less masturbation time.
I write reviews and do audio reviews of games, and the written reviews are on BostonBashBrigade.com, and the audio reviews are on the feed for the show, and I hope to have a couple more soon. I've just been in a funk lately. I'm just either too tired or want to get through this game, and I don't end up doing it.
All right. What else you got, Eric?
If you like those and you want to support me, but they're on Patreon, link is in my Twitter profile at EricRPG. Send me as little as a dollar or tell someone else about me and maybe they can.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Anything else, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right, Slagart says, need Celebrity Deathmatch Trebek or Chuck Woolery. That'd be awesome, Slagart. Trebek would definitely kick Chuck Woolery's ass, though. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can, as Breakman said, you can follow the show at RP Grinder. Send him questions, because we need questions for Dear Breakman for next week, so make sure you send those in. It could be anything. Hopefully they're awkward sexual questions that Breakman will have a hard time with. That's always fun.
What questions have I had a hard time with?
And also send Breakman lots of Japanese names to pronounce. He loves that too. So you could force him to say Japanese names, which would be pretty awesome. Freak 5 says, I want to plug Bernie's OnlyFans. She recreates the Mr. Hands video while the Mustang she rode through.
Wait, why is he doing this every week when OnlyFans no longer does that?
I know, opinion. Freak 5. How dare you? You need a different platform, sir.
Hey, he didn't say there was nudity. He just said this is our OnlyFans account. So you're putting words in his mouth.
Mr. Hands video. How dare you, Freak 5? Okay, I want to thank everybody that was in chat, which includes, if it pulls up here, Freak 5 Chaos, our good friend Freak 5 Chaos, our good friend Dungeon Buster, the MXT was in there, Commander Root, Bernie was in chat, Feet was in chat again. Hopefully they were clean feet. Wyland was in chat, Ms. Lenity, Slagar, Violet's TV, and I believe MXT was in there as well. MXT always
is. Those one of those people that just walks around in never shoes all day long. Like, I never understood those people. Like, they'll go out and like walk on rocks in the yard and shit.
I know,
like,
I never
understood. I'm just like, what is wrong with you? You're not human.
I know.
I wonder if they like did the fire pit walks or something.
Surprise ending to that celebrity death match. Bob Barker shows up and beats both of their asses. Freakwire says, yeah. Okay, let's see.
Bitch.
Watch Loki. It's fun. I have a problem with it that I'll talk to you guys about next week. But overall, still a good show, so make sure you watch Loki. And I guess Black Widow, even though Weiland didn't like it. But I need to watch it, but I'm not going to pay $30 to watch it. Okay, anything else, gentlemen?
Stay safe, continue to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you can follow...
The pandemic isn't fucking over, you jackasses.
Right. Also, we'll probably need a third shot.
Yeah. Okay, also, you can follow me on any of the consoles, Frank Branches or RP Grinders. I think it's Frank Branches on all of them, except maybe the Switch, which is RP Grinders. So.
See, the thing is, we're going to probably need more than one shot. The way we're trending is it's going to be a yearly shot at this
point. I'm down to get the shot every year. If people won't wear masks.
Well, I'm saying we're going to need
unless people start actually taking it fucking seriously, like the Delta variant seriously.
Yep.
That could change things, but they're not going to. So
no. That's what I was saying. Like, the Delta variant will probably force us to take a shot in, like, 6 months.
Yep.
Well, right. I don't think it's not going to be just that one. It's going to be every year.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the Delta variant that forces it.
Because
the Delta
is going to be more variants.
It's going to be the Lambda or beyond that's going to force us to, take the shot. So the Lambda is even worse
than
the Delta.
Maybe by Omega they'll start taking it seriously.
Shit, it might be Zeta. Might be Zeta. They might have to go to double Zeta before we get taken serious. I'm thinking about spending $30, but we would spend that if I took the wife and kid to see it in theater. That's true, Freak 5, and I agree it's better at home. I'm still not paying $30. I have Disney Plus, and it'll be free on Disney Plus eventually.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is I'm not in a hurry to go see it. Like, yeah. I can wait because it's going to be the same movie a month from now and a year from now as it is right now.
I totally agree.
Is Raya and the Last Dragon on there for free?
Yes,
now?
It is. Yes, it is. All right, that's about all we got for this week. Gentlemen, do you have anything else?
I'll let you talk, Frank.
All right. Stay safe week.
Well, I mean, there are things I want to talk about, but I think I was going to let you talk.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, Breakman.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate you thinking about me and talking about me. I appreciate that.
Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Too bad you don't put it down for good.
I'm gonna take it out back. If I got a few people on my tomorrow. Oh shit, I got the gun. It's a gun.